You are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and for those of you who have been listening since the start of the show, my guest was Lewis March, and his website was, or is, I should say, repgov.org, repgov.org, and the book we were talking about, The Great Betrayal, of course, is available on his website, as well as the other books that he's written. And they're all, they're not very long. This one is, I don't know, about 100 pages, 125, 130 pages. Easy read, but extremely well written. If you hadn't gathered that by the conversation that we had had, very, very bright man. And just, he's a wealth of information. And he makes his points in his books so clear and succinct that, you know, it's so easy to get the picture of what he's trying to tell you. So anyway, listen, everybody, I don't have another guest lined up, so it's just me and you guys and you ladies out there, and we can talk today about whatever you'd like to talk about, because I'm all about talking about whatever you want to talk about. So for those of you out there who are listening, if you'd like to call into the show and give me your unsolicited opinion this morning, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And if you want to go to my website, the website is theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I was looking at Drudge this morning, and I'm just going to ramble on here about a lot of different things. And I see that someone who was a former James Bond actress had committed suicide by drinking drain cleaner. And, oh, my God, what a horrible way to go, because it's a caustic acid that will eat away your esophagus and your throat and your, oh, you know, I'm telling you, if you're going to kill yourself, don't use drain cleaner. There's a lot of easier ways. In fact, you'd probably be better off just jumping off the highest bridge you can find in your neck of the woods, or climb up a few flights and then do a swan dive, you know, with a degree of difficulty about 2.3 off of the nearest building or something. But drain cleaner, that is just absolutely torture. In fact, I can remember when I was in nursing school, my instructor talking about, and we used to call her Mad Dog Morrison, too. I'm telling you, this lady, you know, was Nurse Ratchet, for those of you who are familiar with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But she was talking about a patient that she had had who was drinking at a bar, and he had reached over the bar to, thinking he was grabbing a bottle of booze, and what he had grabbed was, of course, drain cleaner, and how it just totally ate away his throat and, oh, my God, everything. And can you just, you can imagine the pain that these people who choose that method to end their life must experience. I just, you know, it's a funny thing. Everybody says, you know, well, I couldn't imagine wanting to kill myself. Of course, you know, unless you walk a mile in another person's shoes and understand that oftentimes in life people become very despondent, and it's very difficult for them to see that there is any light at the end of the tunnel, or that the light isn't that of an oncoming train. You know, so it's very difficult to understand what goes through other people's minds oftentimes. And but, boy, I'll tell you, that's an awful, awful way to end your life, is thinking that drain cleaner, man alive, I'm telling you, that's absolutely just horrible, horrible. I feel so bad for this lady. I guess she was terminally ill, and I understand that. You know, I've been a nurse almost, I don't know, 28, 30 years, something like that, and so I understand how much people suffer, and some of the suffering that people experience in life is just beyond comprehension. But, boy, I'm telling you, that's not the way to do it, kids. So don't consider that. If you're on the ropes, you know, don't pick that as the method to say goodnight, Irene. That's not the one to do. Listen, everybody, I've got some callers out there that we will take. Mel, Shelley, and Chris after the break. This is Maggie. We're going to be back in 3 minutes. So, again, not specific.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. And hey, Mel in Connecticut, how are you, Mel?
Hi, how are you, Maggie?
I'm doing well, Mel. How you doing?
Good, good. Started listening to your show a week or so ago, and thank you. I went to your site. You sent me an email. It was great. We have some concerned citizens here in my little town of Essex, Connecticut, because Essex, Connecticut is on Agenda 21's list.
Yeah, they all are. The entire world is on Agenda 21's list, Mel.
Well, we're going to get involved. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
I just wanted to say something about your former, the gentleman you just had on.
Yes.
Mr. Marsh. You know, you were talking about how can these people go to bed at night and have a conscience. I don't think they do. Quite frankly, I don't think they have their souls anymore, you know?
I agree.
We are in absolute deep hoopoe. I have been ringing the bell. I'm 67 this year. I've been ringing the bell for 10 years. 10 years ago, people looked at me like I had three heads. Now people are starting to come around and say to me, God, you were the only one that said this and this is happening. It's not nice. It's not a happy thing to be telling people things that are uncomfortable. It's not happy for me, but I'm doing it. And I feel I can put my head on the pillow at night. I have four little grandchildren, and I don't think they're going to have much of a future.
No, they honestly don't. They really don't, Mel. So it's now or never. The American people need to rise up, and we need to rise up. And I use the term collectively, and I really don't like that because it really is. This whole collectivism crap is just this, whole communist ideology. But as a group, we need to rise up as a group, and we truly do need to raise Cain, as my previous guest, Louis March, had said. It's so true. It is now or never, because this is, I look at it this way, the American Revolution, it was much different because the technology didn't exist to keep tabs on every move you make, every word that you utter. Well, today they have the ability to monitor every single thing you do every second of the day. And so I think that the playing field is not level. Even though some would say, well, gee, they were a handful of farmers here, essentially, in this country who fought against the world's greatest military at that time. But however, I still think the technological factor here alters our whole playing field. Now, I'm no, soldier. I certainly have no training other than just my perception of the way things play out. But so we really need to raise a lot of Cain. That's for sure, Mel.
Well, yeah, it's I had a friend who said to me, stand up on your feet and go down, with honor, or do not go to your knees for these people. And I absolutely refuse to do that. And, it's just, we have our troubles right here in our little town, and we're trying to make a change there. But you're right. You're absolutely right. And thank you for your show. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
Oh, you're welcome, Mel. And I'm so glad that you're listening, and I'm so glad that you're going to start rattling some cages in your town in Connecticut, because that's what needs to happen.
Oh, we have such corruption in Connecticut. It's incredible.
I got news for you, Mel. The corruption is everywhere in this country.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't. And it's just so pervasive. It's incredible. Like you mentioned, that these people don't have a soul. They don't have a soul.
They don't have a soul anymore. It's gone. I've had friends who were whistleblowers, and the way they have been treated, it's deplorable. Deplorable. And it's disgusting, quite frankly.
You said they were with the blowers? Is that what you said?
No, whistleblowers have blown the whistle.
Oh, whistleblowers. Okay, okay.
Whether they were in government or in and out, or whether they were working at nuclear power plants, and they blew the whistle on how they were built here in Connecticut, like not to code. They all lost their jobs. And they, people who, I don't know, one led me to another, but that's an old history. But what I'm trying to say is that we need to step up to the plate individually. And my brother died in 1975 with abdominal cancer, Maggie. And he told me in the hospital bed, he was 35 years old, Melanie, you're losing your country. You better start fighting for it. Well, I had a 3- and a 6-year-old and a husband who worked a job and a half. And I had no clue what he meant in 1975.
No.
But the last 10 years, it's hit me like a rock,
Well, you know what, Mel? I don't think that people wake up until they are personally affected one way or another. I think that's just human nature. Well, that's happening to the other guy. It's not me. So in essence, they say, well, who cares? Or if they do care, because, of course, human beings have empathy and compassion in that, their own little world takes up their time, it occupies their time, and so they don't really recognize that it's their neighbor today, but they're next on the list. Until you're personally affected in one way or another, I think that the sledgehammer of reality doesn't smash in the head soon enough. And of course, we're all in the same boat. Melanie, you're no different. I mean, we've all been sitting here watching this occur.
Well, I think that's true for probably the greater majority, but somehow, for years and years and years, there are some of us who, in their gut, know something is terribly wrong, feel it, think it, before it ever becomes reality, so to speak, or out in the open. And you knew all along, and you just couldn't put your finger on it. And then you have to go through the oh my God stage, and then you have to say, well, what am I going to do about it stage? And then you say, well, I'm only here for so many years. The good Lord is giving you anyway, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And I think people have got to come up to the plate and take individual responsibility. We were told by our founding fathers we must be vigilant, and we have not been.
All Well, that's because we've been fat and happy. You know, full bellies make a satiated, lethargic individual, and you're not real motivated. If you're not feeling a lot of hunger pains, you're not real motivated to do much when your needs are met.
That may be coming in not so distant future.
It will be coming. There's going to be a lot of hungry people out there, and hungry people do desperate things. And so,
Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything and they have nothing else to lose, they lose it.
Yes, they do. Yep. Human nature. Fact.
Yep. Well, God bless you, dear.
Thanks, Mel. Stay
Take
in
care.
Touch with me. You too.
Bye.
Hey, Shelly in Texas, how you doing today, Shelly?
Yeah, first time caller here to your show. I've listened to quite a few. Beverly Eatman, the guest today, of course, was great.
Thank you. He's a smart
And person. So was Beverly Eatman. I'd heard her on Deanna Spingola once or twice, and she has so much to give.
Oh, doesn't she, though?
Oh,
I know.
Yes. I certainly hope you have her back.
Oh, always. I will, definitely.
And then also the woman who with the son who died from, it sounded like glioblastoma multiforme, which my older brother passed away from several years ago, and I'm certain it was from cell phones. But and Mel, by the way, who just called, I agree with everything she said. There was there's a book that, let's see, Spingola interviewed the author. I think his name is Ken Freeland.
Okay.
And the book is Political Ponerology, The Study of Evil.
Okay.
And it's about how politics attracts basically psychopaths.
Hmm.
But, yeah, it's Political Ponerology. The lecture I'm looking on her schedule right now, it's January 6th with Ken Freeland.
Spell
and that was really good. And Mike explained
Shelly, spell ponerology for me, will
okay.
you please?
Okay, it's P-O-N-E-R-O-L-O-G-Y.
Okay, I'm not
Yeah, you know, the OG, you were in medicine.
Yeah, I got that. I just didn't, ponerology, okay.
Yeah, ponerol must be evil, either Greek or Latin. I don't know the Latin, the Greek.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't sound, it's probably Latin, is what I'm saying, because I took Greek years ago. But anyway, your question about how do these people sleep at night, maybe it was you, maybe it was Lewis, who said they're psychopaths.
Yeah, sociopaths, they are.
Sociopaths, yeah. Okay, same thing, probably.
Yeah, no difference.
Yeah, but I hope your dog is okay, by the way.
Oh, I know. The poor kid. I feel so bad for him. I do. And he's a beautiful specimen. I hate to use that word, but he is of a German Shepherd. He's one of the most beautiful. His markings are just dynamic, and he's like Forrest Gump. He truly is. I mean, he really is Forrest Gump. He is. He would never be able to find his way home. In fact, if he got out, he'd be running in the other direction. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've had dogs like that. But anyway, let's see. Oh, another question I had. Let me see if I addressed everything I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. And also, Mel, we just have to get the truth out, and that is the hardest. You know, we can't rely on our gut. We know people know something's wrong.
Sure,
but
they do.
Who do they listen to? What do they read? They read non-history. Even when I was growing up, I didn't know about the Bolshevik Revolution. I didn't know about close to 100 million dead, you know, last century from just communism in that country, let alone China, the numbers of deaths. We never learned this. Never. And I'm sure it's even worse today. So our kids are not taught history.
No.
The books and media, it's all owned by the same evil crew, so we can only rely on programs like RBN. And,
I know.
And the, you know, guests and hosts. But one of the primary reasons I called is your lecture on Agenda 21 last night. I wish you would use us as your sounding board and give it to us.
Okay.
For those of us, I mean, I know you think that the audience here is very sophisticated, and believe me, they are a very intelligent audience. But some of us need the basics.
Okay.
And I would certainly appreciate it. If you've got another hour, free, just give your lecture to us. I would I would really enjoy it and would like to hear other callers on their opinion about
okay.
that. Many of
All
them
right.
might be, you know, bored with the subject or something. But
hey,
anyway.
Hang on, Shelley, because we're going to break. So hang on, and we'll keep talking after the break. Chris, I'm going to get to you as well. This is Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on my website, and I always have links to all of my guests' websites, as well as I throw a podcast up there, too. Now, listen, I was thinking about that commercial that was playing before we came back live, and I'm thinking about unplugging this phone that's ringing. I'm thinking about water, and I mentioned this before, but you really need to get one of those Berkey water filters because you're going to have water to drink, and you need clean water. Otherwise, you're going to have you're going to be pooping your brains out like my poor old dog is, and it's not going to be a fun way to live at all. So you really need to have clean water, and you're going to have a way to filter it because when everything ends up hitting the fan, life as you know it will have ended and a whole new existence will have begun, and it's not going to be pretty. And I don't want to scare people, but you need to be pragmatic. And so you need to do some things to be able to make your ability to survive as possible, I guess. And I don't know if I'm saying that exactly like I'd like to say it ideally. But anyway, you know what? Get one of those Berkey water filters that John is selling on RBN's website. So that you have a way. Listen, you can't live past about three days without water. If you're younger, maybe you're going to survive a little bit longer, but I got news for you. It's not 30 or 45 days. Water is key to life. Now, I was talking with Shelley in Texas when we went to break. Shelley, are you still with me?
I still am. I hung on just because you said. I know you've got other callers, but we need to be prepared, which is another reason I'll push, beg for you to give your lecture on Agenda 21 to us. That would be great.
Well, you know, I will do that, and that's why, you know, 99% of my guests, even what Lewis was talking about, and even though we were talking about the so-called free trade and that stuff, all of those trade agreements, NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, the whole nine yards, are all part of this larger agenda that these globalists have been incrementally implementing for at least, I'm going to say, 100 years, even though formally UN Agenda 21 really didn't come into vogue until 1992. But all of these aspects of UN Agenda 21 have been decades in the making by the same group of global elitists who were behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank.
And their
descendants and the other cronies are all the same players who are implementing this agenda. It's the same group of elitists and their bloodlines. Nothing has changed.
In the book, let's see, you gave to The Great Betrayal and The Elite Rule, and I didn't get the last, but I'll check it out, by Lewis March.
Yes. His website is The Great Betrayal, The Elite's War on Middle America. And he also wrote another one entitled Immigration and the End of Self-Government. But if you go to his website, which is repgov.org, repgov.org, you'll find all of his books up there. And he's a really great writer, so I think you'll enjoy him.
Does he name names and address the evil like you just spoke of, that it's an ongoing process?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
He does. It's well worth reading his books. They really are very informative.
Well, excellent. And thank you so much. And keep up the good work. I'm really enjoying your programs.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Shelley.
All right,
and hey, stay
you.
Out of the heat down there, will you?
I'm sorry?
I said stay out of the heat down there.
I have to. My gosh, it's dry and hot. Yeah. And windy. Yeah. All right. And
thanks,
I hope your dog is okay.
Oh,
all
right. Me too.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Hey, Chris in Las Vegas. How you doing, Chris?
Good morning, Maggie, and how are you this fabulous day?
I am wonderful. I'm drinking a lot of good coffee, so, hey, who could ask for more?
Well, just in case, I was kind of researching that political onerology, and I believe there might have been a mispronunciation of the name. I believe it's political pornoology.
Oh, is it pornography?
Yes, and I researched that through some ancient Latin books I have and Black's Law, and I couldn't come up with anything but pono, a P-O-N-E or pony that related to that term. But pornology figures right in.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But
yeah, it really does.
A couple other things you were talking about this morning, and let's talk about the assertion that the youth are being... were actually the people paying attention, and all of our old people are baby boomers like I am. We seem to think that we wake up later in life, but we are probably specifically genetically predisposed to having certain areas of our brain activated at different areas of our life development stages.
Okay.
And this is precisely one of the points that the elitists prey upon in controlling the youth. That's why they want youth for the military. That's why they try to inspire the youth to these aggrandized ideologies that are being predisposed by the Obamas. And they generally like the youth because they are young, unimpressionable. They have mind. Their intelligence is clearly. They haven't chosen to educate themselves. And they've been victimized by the public free education dual school systems, so they're easily duped, deceived, misled, misguided on whatever rosy path they choose to lead them into their own self-destruction.
Hey, Chris. Chris. Hang on. Listen, that's the cue music. We're going to break. Hang on with me, Chris. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We'll be right back. So hang in there, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. Listen, that's how you win the lottery. You hit the big one is when you call into RBN. That's what I think anyway. So here's the number. The winning lottery numbers are 800-313-9443. And, you know, Chris, are you still with me? Chris?
I am, and I feel lucky for being so.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I'm here another day to get to give my unsolicited opinion. So, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you're talking about you think that the baby boomers are just at that point in life psychologically, and it reminded me of Erickson's stages of development, of course, and we would be in the generativity versus stagnation if you bought into Eric Erickson's theories of psychological, psychosocial development, which I don't know. I think maybe there is some truth in some of them. However, you know, so much emphasis has been placed in this country or in this world on Sigmund Freud's what he had to say about things. And he was doing a lot of cocaine while he was walking on this planet. So I question sometimes the validity of a lot Freud had to say since he was all hopped up on coke for a good portion of the time, that does have a tendency to cloud one's judgment, and it is a great way to make somebody kind of off their rocker. So I don't know. I don't know about a lot of these different theories. However, I think you may be right, Chris. I think we just are moving through. We move through life at and hit certain milestones, I suppose you could say. And, you know, you just get to a point because your attention is no longer diverted onto, I don't know, say, you know, whatever, making money, you know, living the American dream. And so then you have more time to step back and actually think, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, let me pose something to you here. In the Agenda 21 schemes are being carried out as a basic war against America throughout the nation in the many different cities and counties of each state of the nation. That's the reason they want an internet kill switch, which they, I believe, have in Joe Biden's hands now. And since these are widely dispersed, semi-disconnected, but particularly concentrated, organized attacks on America, guerrilla attacks, if you will, under the scheme and device of agency actions, the inspecting authorities, the new regional rural council that they concocted over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It would be a great service that your site could possibly do, or other sites might possibly do, like RBN. They do a pretty good job already. If we could collectively report and have listeners from all over the nation report these outrageous actions and post them where you can observe them so people can more readily connect the dots of this truly organized agenda. For instance, the ATF, the news agencies like Fox and the others tend to portray this as some accidental, out-of-control, run-amok scheme. But I would submit that I believe it was an organized, political, agendized plan predicated by the administration and his underlings, who absolutely, specifically designed those guns to fall in to create that pretense that we are under attack from all these American guns that have fallen by accident into the wrong hands. And had it not been for some of the agents that work for the ATF coming forward, risking their very employment and livelihoods to expose the truth of what was going on, Americans would be oblivious to what's truly happening, and it's really meant to be a false flag operation that went wrong on the ones that are operating the false flag or the agents provocateur concept, and it blew up in their face. Thank God for America that our master, the Father, oversaw us and brought this to light and made Americans aware of how evilly corrupt this administration is. And there is nothing they will stop at to bring this country to its knees and make them bow in subserviency to their communist scheme of the New World Order's control of America. And these NAFTA, CAFTA, CAFRI, the Amero concept, the American Union of Mexico, Canada, and United States, I would submit that economically, it's not just Greece and Spain and Portugal and Ireland. It's now us pigs, not just the pigs. It's us pigs because they are destroying our economy.
Yeah,
so I'll
agree.
Let other callers come through. Let's see if we can get assimilated information of these attacks on people around the nation, these abuses of law enforcement coming to RBN or to your site, and make America aware of what's going on so they will truly be inspired for all the old baby boomers to wake up and scream to high heavens in their localities and bring their reverse officials to their knees and get them out of there and get somebody in there with some common sense for a change.
Well, I think you ought to run for office, Chris. You sound like you got a lot of common sense in my book.
Well, I didn't come out of the womb this way, but I have morphed into this writer of wrongs and fighter for freedom, liberty, and private property rights against perversion and coercion. And I have considered running, but and I'm doing what little I can to try and stimulate Americans to wake up and do the study on their own so they can learn of these truly criminal acts that are being perpetrated against them. And God bless you, Maggie. God bless RBN. God bless freedom, liberty, America, in the USA.
I agree. Take care, Chris. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You know, Chris had mentioned that, you know, maybe some of the websites could put things up related to UN Agenda 21. On my website, I have linked to, and I'm going to use the term, all the major players, but the people that I know of who have been in this fight for varying lengths of time. If you look on my website and you go to the links right on the front page, that links tab or what, it's not a tab, it's that links section. My buddy actually made this website for me. She's a real smart cookie when it comes to all this technological stuff, because I just prefer, like, you know, I'm at the Etch-a-Sketch phase of development. But if you look under the on my main page for the recommended and then those links there, I have linked to the websites with, there is so much information on there about UN Agenda 21. If you look at all of them, ACL, the Anti-Communitarian League, which is Nikki Rapana, one of her websites, American Deception, which happens to be actually the son of Charlotte Thompson Iserby, who is a woman who I've had on my website, who had written the book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, where she traces and cites for at least the last 100 years how they have deliberately, they've had control of our educational system in this country and have deliberately dumbed down the populace. And I know those of you who listen to my show on a consistent basis have heard me say that over and over again. But American Deception, which is under the recommended tab on my website, that links to all kinds. Her son has put together all kinds of documents and information about how we have been deceived and the deception that's taken place in this country. So it's really very interesting. American Policy Center, that's Tom DeWeese's group, and he's got all kinds of articles and information. American Stewards of Liberty, that's another organization that fights land rights or fights for land rights. And Fred Kelly Grant, the attorney that I've had on my show, who is also Trademark America, he was involved with American Stewards of Liberty. Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, that is a website, a group out of outside of San Francisco, and that is Rosa Corey, and she's out there fighting against UN Agenda 21. Doreen Hannis, who's in Missouri, Truth Farmer, she knows everything about what's going on with the agricultural system in this country, the policies that are being enacted, the Animal Identification Act, all these, the genetically modified organisms, all of those kinds of things. She was on my show, actually, while I was on vacation, and she filled in and guest hosted for me. But if you go to my website under the podcast tab, you can search my website. You'll find up Doreen has been on my show a couple of times. All of these people really have been on my show at least twice. You'll be able to hear those podcasts, but you can go to their websites, find this information out. Ecofascism is a fellow who's up in, I don't know, I think he's in Alberta, Canada. Writes a lot of articles on the different stuff going on by these fascists and our ecology. The face-off movement, you've heard a lot of people who are telling you what they're doing to them. You've got Freedom 21, which is Henry Lamb's website, and Dr. Michael Kaufman. And Dr. Michael Kaufman created this map, which is actually, I believe it is on my website, but it's on his website. So if you go there, and this is a map after he examined a lot of the documents, he extrapolated out of those where he thought the wild lands would be and the buffer zone surrounding those. So it's a very interesting map that he created, which indicates where the 50% of the land mass, the wild lands, will be located and where the buffer zone surrounding them will be located and where you and I will live in these hovels, in these green ghettos, that they love to call smart growth cities. Big, big lie. Keep Our Rights is Don Casey. He hails from Alabama. He's been in this fight since the NAFTA agreement. He's been in about 20 years. And Nikki Rapana is up living in a tent in Alaska. The woman has a spine made of granite. Tons of information, tons of research on communitarianism and communitarian law. Sovereign Citizens, that's a friend of mine who's with me, fighting here locally. That's her website that she put up with lots of links to UN Agenda 21 information. Sovereignty International, Henry Lamb, Dr. Kaufman. You know, so if you go there, I've linked to a lot of other people. They've been in this fight against UN Agenda 21 a lot longer than me, but they have tons of information. That's why I link to them, because, listen, it's really, I'm just a redistributor of the truth and helping to get information out there. And I have another caller, Ruth from Pennsylvania. Ruth, are you with us?
I'm with you.
How are you, Ruth?
I'm good, and I'm listening today, and it's a great show. I wanted to comment on a few things I heard. Chris has a very good idea about, even though you and I both have a lot of information, linking to all these people who have been in this for 20 years or more, it's a good idea. I like his idea about showing people who are regular people who are affected, because we have found, you know, tons of people as we have, our eyes have been opened, lots of victims, and they're picking on the victims that are have no voice out in the country. They isolate them, they harass them, and they don't. Generally, there's a people that are not connected to the internet, they're not active, so they're taking them out first. And I connect some interesting dots when it comes to that, who they're choosing to pick on. I'm doing a lot of listening to or watching of documentaries recently.
Okay.
And I watched one very, very good, highly recommended documentary on the Bolshevik Revolution. I think it was the woman in Connecticut mentioned that, the Bolshevik Revolution. I learned so much that I did not learn in school, and I'm in my 50s, and I thought a lot of this educational stuff was, you know, the dumbing down was more recent, but I realize it was also happening when I was in school.
Yeah.
Not as, you know, pervasively, but this documentary, Russian Revolution in Color, is the name of this. I don't know who the director is, but it was on, I'm using Netflix. Netflix is great for providing documentaries that you may not be able to get on the History Channel.
Okay.
But what I learned a lot from that one documentary about what we don't know about the Bolshevik Revolution and how it's similar in many ways to the way this government is operating. So, you know, if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. I'd say the number one thing that people should do is learn history. find out, you know, other civilizations have been here before.
Yeah.
How they reacted is very educational. And what I realized about the Russian Revolution stuff is basically the rural people they fought Lenin. And he could not fight them because they were so widespread. You know, they're all through the country. So what he did is he cut them off. He destroyed the country because he could not fight them because there was too many of them. And this is what they're setting up to do in our country, being able to cut people off. That's what I see. You know, if you look at when you learn these things about what's happened before, and then you take the high view, the overview of what, you know, all these dots, you say, wait a minute, wouldn't that be a perfect way to cut people off, you know, from food, from water? And that's what they're doing with the attacks on small farms and control. It's all about control, and that control is not going to be good for us. I can tell you that. But the Bolshevik Revolution actually was several different revolutions. And another thing I learned from it is that it was an organic Tea Party kind of revolution when it first started. The people who started the Bolsheviks were wanted freedom. They wanted to be out from under the oppressive regime. And it got hijacked by, you know, activist communists, basically. So we're seeing the same thing here, where there's the people who infiltrate and say, okay, we have this movement, let's redirect it. And that's the kind of thing that we have to watch out for.
I agree. And the whole Tea Party 912, this, you know, recent new movement that's been this grassroots effort, a lot of these small groups, and that's the beauty of it, because there are no national leaders, there are no state leaders other than people who love to give themselves that title, and that's just, you know, people's human nature taking over some people anyway. They love
titles.
Yeah, there you go. But there are no leaders other than self-appointed, but they have been. There are a lot of attempts to take over the groups and pick off the leaders of the different groups. And, of course, they succumb to, you know, they maybe show up on TV and get their 15 minutes of fame on the local television station. And so, you know, that kind of goes to their head. And then they're, you know, riding around with a lot of these elected officials and, you know, people have titles and all that crap. And
right.
So they succumb to that temptation and,
well,
you know, they start pushing. Yeah,
you
they
can
start
look at the Egypt and Greece. A lot of the people really just wanted freedom, and it got hijacked by the Muslim caliphate, you know, creators, Muslim Brotherhood, and things like that. So the people were saying in the early days, "Oh, they're just like us, the Tea Party." Well, they were, but they were quickly hijacked and taken over. So the voices of the people who started resisting, you know, oppression. Were hijacked and redirected. So then it no longer is like the Tea Party. But that's something that, you know, you don't get that from the news. And, you know, you have to basically educate yourself and then put your own pieces together because they don't do it.
No, I know it. Hey, listen, Ruth, I want to thank you for calling. That's the cue music that we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our final segment for today's show. And then the fat lady will be singing again. So hang in there, everybody. And Sam in Missouri, I will grab you when we come back from break. Hang in there, everybody.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit TerraVim.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I only have a couple more minutes before as I said before, the fat lady's going to be singing for another day, and that'll be the end of this show anyway, and onward to the next great show that's coming up after me. I have Sam in Missouri. How you doing, Sam?
Doing fine. First of all, I want to welcome you to Liberty Radio. We run a low power here in Missouri, and I just want to welcome you. I just picked you up last week, so welcome.
Oh, great. Thanks. Good to
lineup. Second thing, before the hour slips away, is there a way to contact you through an alternate means other than through the website? Because you got one of those little image things up there, and as a blind person, we can't work those with a screen reader. I was going to contact you and invite you on a broadcast with us at some point because I like your Agenda 21 topics that you've been covering, and we've been beating this drum for quite a while.
Sure. My email is Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, at theunsolicitedopinion.com, and actually my email is spelled out on RBN's website under the pod, host tab on the website. They actually have my email right there. So
good. All right. That's good. I'll be in contact with you because I really appreciate you covering a lot of stuff that I've been looking for somebody to beat this drum, you know, to carry on here. And there you are, and here we are. So anyway.
Well, you know, it's funny, Sam, because I had said to John, my John I'm referring to, I want to get a drum because I want to stand on the street corner and kind of raise a little hell and have a drum to beat it. I'm thinking about going down to the local newspaper and standing on their sidewalk and just draw a little attention to the fact that, of course, they don't tell the truth. It's just a newspaper of hustle. But I thought maybe I need a little drum. You know what I mean? I thought that might be kind of fun to fool around with a little bit.
Something I wanted to bring to your attention here on the broadcast here in the limited time we have remaining is until the cities quit taking and counties and states quit taking federal money, that's probably the biggest thing we got to fight because I've served 2 years here on the city council. I fought that during the whole time I was on it. And I'll tell you, people need to be aware of how this stuff sneaks in, and it can sneak in under the most benign thing. Now, keep in mind, I hate planning and zoning in the first place, but that's how they tried to pull it here. They wanted to update the planning and zoning books here, and they brought a guy in. And during the meeting, when he was trying to present his case, I confronted him, and I said, what I see you pushing here is Agenda 21. And it got deathly quiet for about 30 seconds, and he goes, it's not you in Agenda 21. It's my Agenda 21. I said, yeah, but it's still Agenda 21.
Oh, please. Please. What a liar. Don't you just want to smack people like that? I do. I just want to go up and grab them by the neck and just smack them.
Here's the worst part. The worst part is even worse than that was he asked if we had a water district out here. We said no. And he said, shame on you for not having a water district. He said, what better way to get the people to do what you want out in the county? He says, when they flush the toilet, they need water, right? When they run the sink, they need water. He said, what better way to control them than to cut the water off if they don't abide by your codes and regulations? And I'll tell you what, you talk about mad. When I left that meeting, I was mad because
how dare you pull
that to people.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, listen, Sam, I've only got about another minute, so I really hate to cut you off, but email me, Sam, because I'd be glad to come on your show. So email me. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Hey, listen, everybody, you can go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And lots of great information there. So please check out the tab entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Equals Dark Future. Listen, I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Better days are coming. Chin up. Hey, we've got people like Lewis March, my guest on the first hour, fighting for you and I. So, hey, kids, don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow, and I will be back. See ya.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make